It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Just a quick heads-up to remind you that the We Have Spoken podcast will contain spoilers, like, for everything. No matter what we're talking about, there will be spoilers. Specifically, for this first season of The Last of Us. So if you've never played the video game, or you haven't caught up on the latest episode, this is your final warning. Spoilers are ahead. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the We Have Spoken podcast, The Last of Us edition, since we have, you're getting two episodes a week for now.
It's the second to Last of Us.
Yes, it is the second to Last of Us. That's very good. The Grimm himself, Michael Grimm.
You like saying penultimate, so I decided to go ahead and steal your thunder this time.
Notice I didn't say that. I wasn't going to say it because you always give me crap.
He loves that word. He loves it.
Hey, man, I just see it all the time.
He gets to use it, and it's like... I sound smart.
Yeah, look at penultimate. Me using big words.
Big words, more than one syllable.
I had to Google it because I didn't know what penultimate meant. That's not true. I didn't know what that meant. Yeah. I guess it's like a little treat for a lot of people. Like if we happen to skip a week or so, then you get 2 weeks. But we had two episodes last week. You get two episodes this week. You'll get two episodes next week. And then after that.
One episode.
Maybe. No, you get one episode. We'll see. It depends on how our days are going and how we're feeling, if we're not too tired.
That's right.
Because Mike's tired right now.
I'm tired. I had a long day, but I'm going to tell you something. I had a terrible day, so I'm fired up. And if you've got little ones that are going to be listening, I'm going to be dropping some bombs in this one.
This
is going to be a lot of explicit language, so be ready for it.
Yeah.
Just giving you the heads up.
Yeah, Mando will be clean.
Much happened.
Not so much.
This needs some expletives.
Yeah. Well, we're also putting the Mando ones on the radio. So
yeah, if you want to listen to that.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about Last of Us.
Yes, we do want to talk about Last of Us. So much negative feedback from last week's episode with the Ellie origin story.
Really?
I've read a lot of. I think it's the lowest. Lowest rated or lowest viewed episode so far this season. And I mean, I get it, but then I don't get it. Cause like that storyline wasn't in the main game. That was downloadable content you got afterwards or whatever, but still pivotal to the main story. You get to see who Ellie was before she met Joel and how she got bit and all this stuff. So,
right.
It made sense to me, but I saw a lot of negative feedback on that episode.
I thought it was important for it to show her level of conviction.
Right.
You know, it's just as far as like what she's willing to commit to and who she's lost and why she'll fight for the people she cares about.
Right.
I try not to read all that stuff. I know that there was some backlash about why is always everybody got to be gay, you know, like she was gay and or the girls were at least experimenting, you
right.
know,
but
whatever.
That was in the game. I know,
but I'm just telling, this is what I read online. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, it is the story. So whatever, I don't know what everybody's been out of shape about, right. I guess. Some people they're just going to bitch just to bitch.
Yeah. People be bitching.
That's true. People do be bitching.
Yeah. But nobody's bitching about last night's episode.
Internet be trolling.
Yeah. Oh, boy, do they. When we are in need, what an a disturbing episode on so many levels. With Joel still out and Ellie trying to keep him alive. And I knew as soon as I saw, like, they were talking about, I guess, who, like, they were eulogizing this person who had passed or whatever. And I started thinking, I'm like, all right, well, they're going to run into them at some point. And it's going to be crazy. And then when Ellie shot the deer and she runs into David and his what she called him, buddy boy.
Yeah.
Who actually is the voice actor for Joel in the game.
Right, right.
Which I thought was pretty cool. And like he leaves and goes back to the town and he starts talking to her. And before he even gets to the point where he knows he's figured out who she is, I'm like, oh fuck, this is going to go back to those people that attacked them, I bet, in the town. Sure enough.
At the school.
Yeah, the school. Yeah. I was like, yep, there it is. There it is. And I knew when they got back and they drug the horse back and they show the people in the kitchen preparing food and the guy comes out there with the cut meat and he sets it down and she's like, what is this? And he just looks and then looks at her and is like, venison. I was like, that ain't venison. They eating people. I knew they were cannibals. I fucking knew they were cannibals. I was like, fuck you people. Y'all just weird. Like the way y'all were eating, like I didn't like it. It was like they fucking, I didn't dig it at all.
Blake, I watched it with Blake and I got to get him back in here, man.
Yeah, we got one episode left.
He was fucking 2 for 2 on that guy, David. He goes, I'm getting a lot of David Koresh vibes going on here. And he's like, I'm pretty sure they're eating people. And I was just like, man, you're 2 for 2, bro.
Dude.
So I'm going to jump in here. I fucking loved this episode.
Oh, it was great.
I loved every bit of this episode. Every single bit of it.
Well, there's one bit I didn't really like. We'll talk about that later. It's toward the end of the show with David is about to rape Ellie in the lodge that's on fire. I was like, no. It's like, Joel, hurry up, get in here. And
well, I mean, okay. I don't mean like I agreed with everybody's choices.
But yeah, for sure.
I'm saying like, that the show was great.
No, the show was great, but I don't have
to agree with everybody to think that the episode was great, bro. I'm down with everything. Eating people is fine. Just don't rape children, which is also don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that and don't eat people.
I guess it just hits me different as a father.
And I get it. I get that. But
no, overall, yes, great episode.
You know what? One thing that this show does that other shows don't do is they let you understand why certain things are feasible because they expose you to the passage of time that these people are going through.
Right.
And I bring this up to say, when Ellie goes out into the woods to hunt, it makes sense that she knows how to shoot because we saw Joel teaching her to shoot. It makes sense that she knows how to track game because they were in the woods and traveling for 3 months.
Yeah.
So she would have learned.
Yes.
Again, we know this because they said 3 months later.
Yeah.
So when she does all these things or when she sees the birds and she knows that somebody's coming because she's learned these survival skills.
Yeah.
Right. Or when she leaves Joel in the basement, but covers up the door to the basement with a bookcase.
Yeah.
When that guy walked in, I was just like, what are you looking at, bro? I was like, oh, damn, she covered up the door, you fucking smart little girl, you. God damn. Loved it. It was so fucking cool. And I'm just like, all of that makes sense. You know what doesn't make sense? How was Grogu with Luke for 2 years? Sorry, I digress. Podcast. I digress.
We'll talk about that Wednesday.
Wednesday at Thursday, I guess. Wednesday. But it makes sense. Like, so she's learned all these survival tactics.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you can tell she's going to go field dress that deer. Like, she's learned. You know, she's learned.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. So her character progression is in full display.
Right.
But we get to see regression from both of them in the form of just pure, absolute, just violence.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, bloody, destructive violence. And bruh, I had chills. Fucking chills watching this show. Because, like, I like these characters and I'm rooting for them hard, right? But I'm also a little bit kind of scared. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the scene where Joel's got that guy taped to the chair.
Dude.
I watched that scene twice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I watched that scene twice and I'm going to tell you why. And listener, if you watched that scene once and didn't see this thing or didn't hear this thing, go back, watch it again. Pay very close attention to this thing that they added. He stabs the guy in the knee, right behind the kneecap, which is fucking amazingly painful.
Yeah.
And all I can think to myself is, just kill me at that point. I don't want that pain. No, thank you. That I don't want to, that's terrible. And he's asking that guy questions, and the guy's trying to hesitate, and he's not going to tell me. He says, I will pop your fucking kneecap off. And I was just like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what sounds worse? Right after that, when he's still asking the guy, and he's still hesitating, and he doesn't want to tell him anything, you see him twist the knife just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen closely, there is what sounds like muscle and sinew popping.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from that knee. And y'all, I fucking yelled. I yelled.
Like, ah!
I was just like, God damn. Because it was so, I was so in that moment at that point, and like I felt it. I had phantom pains. I blew my leg up years ago, y'all. I'm not going to go into details, but my leg hurts like a sumbitch sometimes. And when he did that and moved that thing, I felt it 100%.
Dude.
And whoever did the sound design on that, you fucking evil son of a bitch. That was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I loved after he made the guy point on the map with a knife and then like stabs him. And yes. The dude's like, why'd you fucking do that? And he like grabs the pipe and he's like, he told him, like,
I'll never tell you. I'll never tell you.
He's like, that's fine. I believed him. And he's just like bashing the dude. I'm like, this is great. But also, I need to know what kind of penicillin they had that worked that fast to get him. And I get it. Like, the scene that he's in, like, the situation that he's in is going, like, his adrenaline, his blood, everything's going to be pumping. And, like, getting him, like, he knows. Like, he's down there, and he's got a knife. He hears someone upstairs, and she tells him, like, look.
Oh, no, he is not in good shape when he gets out of that house. No, he is not in good shape. But he's not in fever dream, full-on delirium shape.
Right.
Which is what he was in with that infection. And look, man, I've had, like, reactions and stuff like that, and I've gotten shots that – almost immediately, I mean, like, visibly and, like, physically could feel the difference almost immediately after getting a shot.
Right.
And, you know, penicillin, it works. Luckily, he ain't allergic, I guess.
I saw the same thing. I was like, how does she not know?
I know. That's what I said. I said, well, I guess you don't really have a choice.
Right.
It's either die one way or die the other way.
If that had been me, dead, because I'm allergic to penicillin.
Right. Charles is allergic to penicillin.
The game is ended. Would you like to restart?
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
You have died from dysentery.
I have no extra lives. You have died from dysentery. Ah, the old Oregon Trail. The creepy scene once they capture Ellie when she's in the cage and he's talking about how cordyceps changed his life and all this stuff. And he's like, you can be with me and we could create a new world. And he's all, and like, and you, she knows, like, he's a creepy child fucker. And he likes to eat people, apparently.
Right.
And she's like, this is my opportunity to try to get an upper hand on this dude and get out of this fucking thing. So she plays along with him, which I was just like, this is
so devious.
This is creepy, but fucking smart as well.
So deviously smart.
Yeah. And then she fucking breaks his finger.
I know.
Almost has the key. So close.
I know. She was close. I mean, she's still been trapped in there, though.
Right. Like, I mean.
But he couldn't have got to her. They just gone and got a gun.
Yeah.
And shot her through the air. Yeah.
Always pack the heat.
But, yeah, man. Like, so my antenna was up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
About that guy from the jump. Because I'm going to tell y'all, and some of y'all ain't going to like it, if they're religious, I don't trust them.
Especially during the apocalypse.
Yeah. Especially during the apocalypse. Especially that found Jesus during the apocalypse. Like, you should lose him.
Yeah,
real That's quick. When you should lose him. He's right. Like, nope. Found the Lord during this. And you know, from the start through into the rest of the story, we sort of see the facade of this guy peel away tiny bits here and there.
Right.
They really tried to make him seem okay to start, you know?
Right.
And, you know, he said, how much venison and rabbit do we have left, right?
Yeah.
But then it turns out they had no venison nor rabbit. They just had people bodies.
Bro, that was fucking, because, like, when Joe broke the lock, when he finally got to the town, I thought he was going into where she was down in the basement.
Yeah.
But then I saw when they showed the horse, they killed their horse. And I was like, oh, no, he's somewhere else. And then he's looking at the canoes and comes around the corner and sees bodies hanging. I was like, you fucking cannibals. Oh, but.
Long pig, as they call it.
Yes. I mean, in some way, I guess you understand.
In Subway?
In Subway.
Eat fresh.
Yes.
Eat fresh.
Oh.
Subway, eat flesh.
Oh, that's good. I like it. In that situation, in the middle of an apocalypse, and you're living out in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains, there's no grocery stores, that climate, that condition's hard to, like, you can't plant vegetables and stuff. Because, it's kind of like the Donner Party thing. You got stranded. There's
right.
Nothing. You've killed livestock. You've killed all the deer and everything else.
Right.
Like, you don't know. What else? You got to survive. What do?
Right.
You eat the fucking dead. Now, I'd probably just freeze to death like old Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Right. I'm not going to eat your thigh. That's the meat part, they say.
I'm trying to, man, I had something for a second and you done made me forget it.
Sorry.
With your Jack Nicholson.
Sorry.
Talk.
I always want to say
Jack Nicholas, and I know who Jack Nicholas is, but I also know who Jack Nicholson is.
Good, yeah.
One of them, both of them play golf.
One better than the other.
One is way better than the other one. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, man, to see all this. You know, one of the things I did like about this episode, besides everything, I mean, like, I liked everything in this episode, honestly.
Right.
Honestly, I did. When Ellie is hiding from David, and she's scurrying around, she's trying to get out of there, right? Like, mm-hmm. She's already cleavered old boy in the neck, bruh.
Dude.
What a shot that was. I mean, like, how smart was she? I'm infected. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You know, you're going to eat me, you're going to get infected. And
yeah.
Like, nah, that's bullshit.
And she'd already bit David when he was taking her out of the cage.
Just enough to make him pause, which is so super smart. But it didn't matter because you didn't last long, David.
Right. But he was like, when he raised, when she said, raise up my sleeve and you'll see, and he saw it and it doesn't look fresh.
No, right.
So he thought it was fake, and homeboy's like, I don't know, it looks pretty fucking real to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, at that point, like, you're just full on terror.
Yeah, for sure.
But, so she's in there, and just like everybody else, I'm like, okay, so when's Joel coming, right? Just like everyone who's watching.
Yeah.
Where's Joel? He's got to be coming. He's got to get there, you know. Something's going to happen. This guy's got her, blah, 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 blah. But you know what didn't happen? Hmm. She didn't get saved. She saved herself.
Yes. Yes, she did. And I think that's what a lot of people were thinking, like, with Joel finally making it to the town, here comes Joel to save her. You know, he's the guy in charge of protecting her and getting where she needs to be.
Right.
But she was in a situation where, as far as she knew, he was either still passed out in the basement or probably dead.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure she thought he would be able to take care of himself if he could move.
Yeah.
But
she knew he wasn't.
She wasn't expecting him to come riding in. So she didn't wait for someone to save her.
Yeah.
She took it upon herself.
Dude, she hacked the fuck out of that. I was hoping they would show.
No.
I wanted to see.
No, he'd have been slices. He'd have been, yeah, it would have been chunks of dude.
Yeah.
So just so crazy how good this episode was. Jumping back, I remember what I was gonna say. My first inclination that something might be off with them, besides the fact they're a religious cult, was when the girl says, well, when can we bury him? And he looks to another guy.
He
looks at the other guy and he goes, well, the ground's too hard. We can't, you know, we got to wait till the spring. And it's just like,
and I was like, wrong. You ate that motherfucker.
Wrong. What do you think dinner's going to be?
Yeah. Dinner is your dad.
Dinner. You have a dad over for dinner.
Literally.
Blech.
Yeah. And the guy that played David did an excellent job of just making him very creepy and just fucking, like, just the way he was handling himself. You only saw him really lose his shit towards the end. But before that, the daughter of the guy they were about to eat for dinner, and he slaps the shit out of her because she was like, kill them both, talking about Joel and Ellie.
Right. I was trying to figure out why he was so adamant about saving Ellie and not Joel, but then it started to make sense, obviously, you know, once I, you know, kind of grasped onto why he was being so familiar and friendly with her.
Right.
Like, don't kill her. I want her. I want her. That's mine.
I need a new one to add to the collection.
Right? Like, is he doing anything with the other little girl that was, you know what I mean? Like,
probably.
Yeah, right? That's why she just took that shot to the chops.
And didn't say a damn thing.
Didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Religion.
Religion. The Cordyceps religion.
Cordyceps religion. Yeah. It's, man, I don't know. I'm sorry that this show's about to end for the season, but man, I don't know how they're going to top that.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to have to be a bunch of zombies and not zombies, but a bunch of mold monsters.
Mold monsters.
I don't know what you call them.
A lot of fungi.
Funguses. Funguses. There's a fungus among us.
Yeah. Next week's episode, the finale is apparently it wraps up game one. Like, that this whole season is supposed to be the one game. And then they said it would take two seasons to do Last of Us Part Two. I don't know when they're going to start filming that. It might be a while. It might be like, you know, House of Dragon length of when we're going to get this show back. Because we're not getting House of the Dragon back until late next year, late 2024. So,
well,
who knows when this is going to?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
What I'm going to do though is
play the game.
Well, I need to get back and play the game. But what I've also wanted to do is to save time, because I never have time to sit down and devote time for the game. just watch all the cutscenes together, because you can do that on YouTube. You can watch all the cutscenes for the game. People put it together like one giant 4-hour movie or whatever.
Jesus.
And you could sit there and do that. And I'll kind of want to do that to see.
4 hours?
Well, I don't know if it's 4 hours, but I mean, there's a lot. There's, what was it, the Injustice video game? Remember that? Where it was like, it's the DC fighting game.
Yeah.
Superman goes rogue and fucking loses.
Yeah, I don't play games.
Quit school because of recess?
No, I just don't play. I don't play any games. I don't have any games that I play.
Right. The basis for Injustice is Joker tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane.
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah. Yes. We've talked about it. I'm familiar with it.
Right. But you can go on YouTube and watch, because all the cutscenes are like a movie, because it's a story about how they're trying. Like, yeah, there's two factions.
I get the concept, yeah, man.
Right. But it's, I think
my
that
point
one is
was,
like, is,
how long is it?
I think it's like 6 hours for that one.
The fuck you say?
The fuck I say?
I don't believe him. I'm about to look it up. You talk
about
something.
I'm about to look
something.
It up too, but I'm telling
you. Look it up.
It's good. It's long.
All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do instead of that? I'm going to read this email that we got from Patrick that he sent us at our We Have Spoken Pod 23@gmail.com email address.
Well, here's one. It's 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's not 6, nor 4, nor 8.
There is one that's 5.5 hours.
That just seems egregious. All right. Last of Us, Episode 8, by Patrick.
By Patrick.
I just knew that wasn't venison, bruh. I mean.
We all knew it wasn't venison.
It's woof. I don't know anything about giving penicillin. Not sure that's how that works.
Yeah.
And then he says, that dude was evil. You didn't really see the come to the dark side and be my wife pitch coming. No, you really didn't. They did a really good job. And the guy's a good actor. I mean, like, yeah. There hadn't been anybody in this cast that I felt like was a real drag on as far as acting goes. But there were little small signs that would make it a question. But definitely not a definite. Like, I wouldn't have put money on it. There was a time that I thought, maybe the guy's actually not a bad guy. Like, just briefly, you know?
Very.
Very briefly. But then I thought, nope. Religious zealot in a town running a thing. Nope.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
No.
And he says she let out her lady Marmont on this one, for sure.
Dude, for real.
And then Dark Joel. We get to see how they are two of a kind, and that is what is absolutely true, that two of them are very much the, you know, mirrors of each other in a way of, as far as just like what they're willing to do for survival, but also what they're willing to do to protect someone that they care about, right? Like Ellie, yes, she's trying to survive and live herself, but it is in her core is getting back to Joel and making sure he's okay.
Right.
So getting away from those people is just step one of the two-step process. You know, get away from them, step one. Step two, get to Joel.
Yeah.
Make sure he's all right. That's the third step, I guess. There must be 3 steps.
Always. No, it's always 2. No, that's Star Wars.
And he says, when he calls her baby girl.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
right
a tough
there.
Scene. That was sweet, and you know,
he had none of those words since his daughter was alive.
He had not,
and just showed right there the connection.
Well, yeah,
that is now there.
Yes, like, yes. You, it's in full display. He summoned up the strength to fight through the illness and the pain and the sickness and everything, and he was just like, okay, well, I'm going to be absolutely vicious now because I have to get to my girl. I got to get to my little girl. That's all he could care about.
Yeah.
That's it. So
Christian is very pumped for next week because like he watched last night and called me afterwards. And I was trying to get him here today to do the podcast with us, but he couldn't make it.
Christian is Charles's son.
Thank you. And he was like, this is the best fucking show. He said it's making him want to go replay the game again, but he's like, next week is going to be if they follow the game like they've been doing all season. A lot of it's been pretty much fucking on point.
I think it's great that they're doing that. Right. I haven't heard anybody that's fans of the game say, man, it sucks that they're following the game.
Right. You know?
Nobody said that. Just do it right.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, do it right.
We've talked about this, and it's like, that's why I still think you can do a really good Resident Evil movie if you follow the first,
I agree. I mean, even if it seems kind of lame and cheesy to have the, whatever that final monster thing was, what did they call it?
I don't remember.
I don't know. The big guy looked like Frankenstein for a while.
Nemesis and then, or whatever.
Yeah, the Nemesis, yeah. Whatever.
I just remember, well, I'm glad you have this tool, Jill, since you are the master of unlocking.
Yeah, what a...
That's like the master of... The dialogue was not great.
You could adjust. No, I think that would be funny if they called her the master of unlocking.
I mean, you know, it would be a mid-90s funny, dialogue for a
it
video
would
game.
It would be a funny Easter egg. Be like, why are you giving me this? I don't know. Aren't you the... I don't know. Like, you're good master at unlocking stuff, right? Like,
you're the master of unlocking.
You're the master of unlocking. And be like, that's lame. You're lame.
Your mom's lame. But yeah, like there's been talk. Well, not talk really of it happening, but a lot of people want to see a Star Wars series with Cal Kestis from Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order game.
Right.
And that's a game that takes place right after the Empire falls, after Return of the Jedi. You can do that game because the story for that game is fucking amazing. And the voice actor that did it, you can cast him because they modeled his looks off of the actor. I can't remember his name. He was in Shameless. Remember the TV show Shameless?
Yeah.
Showtime? The redheaded kid.
Okay.
You can cast that kid to be Kyle Kestis and do that show with the technology, with the volume that they do The Mandalorian, all the Star Wars stuff with, and create that world and have that.
All right, we'll talk about Star Wars to 2 days from now.
Yes, we will. But Last of Us, I don't want this show to end. I don't. That's why, like, I'm going to go.
It's so good.
Play the game, watch the cutscenes, do all the, like, and I'm not, I don't even want to play part two. Like, I almost just want to wait for however long it's going to be.
I don't want to say pleasantly surprised. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to seem like I was like, oh, this show's not going to be any good. I kind of felt like with the cast and the people that were involved that it was going to be good.
Yeah.
I am more, if anything, I'm just more appreciative of how good it is and what a follow-up in, you know, as far as like series watching goes, like following Andor to come to the, I keep going back to Star Wars. I'm sorry, everybody. But that series, as dark and real and, you know what I mean? Like,
for
how real a space world is. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
You know? The humanity of it is what drives both of those shows.
Right.
Right? The humanity of these people in both shows are the driving forces for everything they're doing.
Yeah.
And too many times I think we get lost in these bigger picture desires and drives.
Grandiose, you know? Scale.
Yeah, big grand stuff, yeah. Scale things, right? Yeah. And we forget like the stories that are the most relatable are the ones that are person driven.
Yeah. It's the human element. It's like that small thing, not the giant built arc you're trying to build around it, or at the center of it, that story is about that person.
See how that one person impacts that bigger story.
Right.
But only through them just making the choices for their own life.
Yeah.
So
that's what I love about the Watchmen series on HBO, because there's a lot of people that slept on that series.
I watched it. It was great.
I had my doubts, obviously. We both had our doubts about it. But after episode one, I was like, okay, you've got my attention now.
Yeah.
I mean, all the school we went to, did you learn about Black Wall Street when you were in school?
No,
never heard of it. Thanks to that show, we learned about it. But it was the human element of that series that drove it along and made it so damn good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a podcast of that one.
Well, we've got one more episode of Last of Us. We got the last of episode. And
we got to get Blake in for that. Tell Blake he's got a...
We would love to hear from you. Thoughts on the series as a whole to this point. Any of the parts or pieces that you liked, didn't like. I would like to hear if anybody that was a player of the game has some takes on it. We have spokenpod23@gmail.com. Send us a Facebook message through our Facebook page, which is We Have Spoken Podcast. The emphasis is on the poken. We have spoken. And send us a message.
That was not good. You could do better.
I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, that sure. Just came right off the top of my head.
Send us a message and let us know if that was funny, y'all.
Yeah. Charles is sleeping on me. He thinks I'm not funny. I need y'all.
I never said that. You're a funny guy. We can't be all on every time.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty goddamn good, man. Like, that was clever. Okay. How often do you hear somebody say the emphasis is on the poking? No.
You. Just you.
That's right. That's right. Anyways, y'all send us a message. Tell Charles he's wrong.
Yeah.
Or tell him he's right. I'll take that. I'll take the feedback.
He's not someone that can't handle.
I can handle it. I can handle it.
What are you doing with your constructive criticism, Steve? It's a Fly the Conchords reference. So we'll be back later on in the week with the Mandalorian podcast, season 3, episode 2, coming up this week. Hoping to enjoy that more than we did not enjoy. I mean, I won't say we didn't enjoy episode 1. It was just kind of, and I've read that everywhere. Like, a lot of people said it felt rushed and like it's very disjointed. So I'm glad we weren't alone in that.
What you talking about?
Mandalorian.
I missed what you were saying.
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
The episode from last
week. Right.
Mandalorian. Hopefully this one's longer and better.
I'm going to save all my thoughts about Mandalorian until I see the next episode.
Yes, of course.
And then I will talk about that episode and any other thoughts I have about the previous episode.
Yes. We'll get all our Star Wars talk and everything else in
there. And also talk about Last of Us.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about everything. Look, y'all, look, we just can't help ourselves. Like, everything just bleeds into each other, and we don't know what to do.
No, we don't. But the Mandalorian the Mandalorian episodes that we're doing for season 3, if you're locally here in Baton Rouge and you'd like to just hear what it would sound like on the radio, Talk 107.3 every Saturday at 6 p.m. You can listen to it.
We's on the radio.
We on the radio. We record in radio studio. Mexican radio.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So for the Grim, Michael Grimion, I am Chuck P. This is the We Have Spoken podcast. Until a couple days from now,
this is the way.